The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
John and Tammy's Food Fund returns to Fraser Farms in La Mesa, and this time we're bringing you presents, not just the presents, a.k.a. of Tammy.
Aww.
Aww. What are you looking at me suspiciously for?
Because I'm waiting for the bang.
Not just the presence of Tammy, but we've got Country Fest 2025 tickets that, of course, stars Justin Moore and Nate Smith and Warren Zeiters. Mm-hmm. But we also have Stagecoach tickets for you to win.
Yes.
And somebody who comes today and says hello, and hopefully he's got a bunch of food to donate, you're going to win at the end of the show today. We'll contact somebody. And it's
yep.
Why not you? Why not you on a Friday?
You bet. And you're doing something great for your community as we fill those shelves. This time of year, the shelves get pretty bare, and we want to change that. So we'll be here until 9 o'clock. Come on by with your non-perishable food items. The CMA Awards announced who is going to be performing, and Post Malone, Lainey Wilson, Luke Bryan, Chris Stapleton, Shaboozey, just to name a few. Shaboozey, by the way, is number one song. Tipsy has been on for like 16 weeks.
16
on
weeks is
yeah.
right. Yeah.
Insane. Insane.
So we can all agree that as far as award shows go, we really don't care about the awards anymore. Just go ahead and run those scrolls at the end of the show and just yeah. have the performances, right? Now that's yeah. the fun part.
But I do like Peyton Manning being a part of this along with Luke Bryan and Lainey Wilson. I think they make a fun little trio. So we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Country music's biggest night, just a few weeks away. I believe it's November 19th or 20th. Well, believe me, it's coming up. Trust us.
It's coming up. Trust us.
It's coming
it's
up.
It's November 20th.
We'll let
yes.
See, I got it right. I got it right. Remember, Fraser Farms in La Mesa today until 9 o'clock for John and Tammy's Food Fund, getting as many non-perishable foods as we can from you. Also, remember that Fraser Farms has been kind enough to put together donation bags for you. So you can just come in and buy your bags and get on your way. Hopefully, Stagecoach or Country Fest tickets richer. 833-287-1037. Right now, we want to get you on to take on Tam and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to see Kelsey Ballerini when she, too, hits up San Diego in March. Win or lose, you get those Kelsey Ballerini tickets. Win, you got $100 extra. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Call now. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSOM. New Toby Keith music.
Yeah.
Is possible.
It totally is.
Even though we lost the legend earlier this year, I still can't believe we're saying that.
I know.
John and Tammy's Food Fund is happening at Fraser Farms in La Mesa. Next week, we'll be at Fraser Farms in Oceanside. The following week, Fraser Farms in Vista. We'd like you to get out of here mm-hmm. one of these weeks on a Friday. We do the show live, but most importantly, we get as much as we can with your help from the San Diego Food Bank.
I mean, we already have quite a few barrels full, and that's good news to me because that means you guys are ready for this to bring those non-perishable food items. While you're here, sign up for a chance to win KSON Country Fest tickets and a pair of Stagecoach passes. Someone at the end of our broadcast here is going to walk away with this. John was talking about new Toby Keith music. Well, it turns out Jamie Johnson and Toby were in the middle of writing sessions when he passed away. And Jamie says, I don't know what's going to happen with the songs now, but maybe as time goes by, we can figure out a way to put this together and put it out there. I think that would be really cool. It's a cool combo.
I would love to hear the collaboration between Toby Keith. Jamie Johnson, if you remember, years back had the CMA Song of the Year with the beautiful song In Color. So I can really picture some quality material, mm-hmm. some introspective stuff coming out of the brains of Toby Keith and Jamie Johnson. Toby Keith loved singing. He loved performing live, but Toby Keith's biggest pride and something that he was just so involved in more than anything else was his songwriting. I mean, yeah. he was so much more proud of becoming a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame than he was of winning any kind of award. So
that one meant something to
right,
him for sure.
Right. So this is going to be something I really look forward to. I wonder if we ever will, however. I mean, that's really hard.
Well, and Jamie said it is hard. He said it is hard. And right now he said he's hurting a little too much. But
right.
I'll bet you he does something with it because you just... I can see him not wanting to let his friend down.
Sure.
You know?
Well, and sharing his friend with us. I mean, yeah. Greedily, selfishly, I'd love to hear that collaboration. But I get it if it's hard. I mean, how many times have we lost somebody we love and it's hard to watch a video or even going through your photo album or... I mean, have you ever caught yourself calling a voicemail that you knew of someone who passed just so you can hear their voice again? Mm-hmm. And it's so hard when you
Absolutely.
Do. I mean,
Absolutely.
Whoa.
I know. You're getting.
I got very deep here all
yeah,
of a sudden.
Yeah, you did. Fraser Farms in La Mesa till 9 o'clock this morning. It is John and Tammy's Food Fund number one. Let's get every single Red Barrel we have out here filled with non-perishable food items and diapers.
And remember, we know you don't need a bribery, but we'll do it anyway. We've got Country Fest 2025 tickets, and we've got Stagecoach tickets. Today, you're going to win those, okay? Somebody who stops by is going to win those. So let's get that taken care of and fill these Red Barrels for the San Diego Food Bank. John and Tammy's Food Fund, Fraser Farms, La Mesa, San Diego's Morning Show on KSOF.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
All right, let's go out to Chula Vista area. Say good morning to Nayeli. Hi, Nayeli.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning back. Tam and I are a little chilly this morning at Fraser Farms in La Mesa, but don't let that stop you from bringing out non-perishable foods for our John and Tammy Food Fund. Nayeli, do me a favor. Would you kick Tammy to the parking lot here at Fraser Farms?
Go away, Tammy.
All right, Nayeli, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. Nayeli, want to remind you also that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Judy Garland's iconic slippers from The Wizard of Oz are being auctioned off. The current bid starts at $812,000 with the auction ending on December 7th. What color are these famous slippers?
Red.
More specific.
Glitter red.
Infamous breakdancer Rachel Gunn, a.k.a. Ray Gunn, has announced that she is retiring from competition following the backlash over her performance at the Paris Olympics. What country was Ray Gunn, the breakdancer, representing in the Olympics?
Australia.
A South Carolina woman walked into her bathroom at 5 in the morning, turned on the light, and was greeted by a large ball python tucked behind her toilet. Who was the star of the cult classic foul-mouthed film Snakes on a Plane?
I have no idea.
Good. All right. This guy died yesterday.
You've got mail.
What company was Elwood Edwards the voice of?
No idea either. Sorry.
Okay. And finally, the day after the election, Steve Burns, the original host of Blue's Clues, posted a calming video of himself outside drinking coffee while a bird sang in the distance. It went viral. What network aired Blue's Clues?
Oh my God, I watched this. KPBS? No, I don't think it's that. Nickelodeon.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. I would say it was a good change of your mind.
Thank
hey, guys,
you.
We find Tammy. I think she's out playing in the parking lot somewhere. Guys, Tammy! It's always weird when we're on location somewhere, Nayeli, because Tammy just tends to wander. Here she comes. So what's your plan this weekend, Nayeli? What you got going on? Something cool?
Nothing much. I'm babysitting my parents' dog and... just taking the weekend off.
Dog sitting. Love that. Nayeli did two out of five, Tam.
Okay.
Timmy, Judy Garland's iconic slippers from The Wizard of Oz are being auctioned off. The current bid stands at $812,000 with the auction ending on December 7th. I know you're a big fan. You feel like putting in a bid?
No.
No? Okay.
Not that kind of money.
All right. What color are these famous slippers?
Ruby red.
Ruby. I asked Nayeli when she said red to get more specific. She said glitter red. We can't take that. I'm sorry. The iconic ruby slippers. It's one. What's that? Are you disagreeing with me?
That's all right.
Tammy.
I know. They're ruby slippers.
They're
You're
called
right.
the ruby slippers. I'm sorry. I mean, you know. I'm sorry, Nayeli. not to be a nitpicker.
Okay.
All right, it's 1-0, Tammy. Tammy, infamous breakdancer Rachel Gunn, a.k.a. Ray Gunn, has announced that she is retiring from competition following the backlash over her performance at the Paris Olympics. What country was Ray Gunn the breakdancer representing in the Olympics?
Australia.
That is right. Nayeli knew that. It is 2-1. Tammy. A South Carolina woman walked into her bathroom at 5 in the morning, turned on the light, and was greeted by a large ball python behind her toilet.
Bleh.
How's that? Good morning.
Ugh.
Who is the star of the cult classic foul-mouthed filmed Snakes on a Plane?
Samuel L. Jackson.
That's right. Can you imagine if Samuel L. Jackson was cussing that much after finding a snake on a plane, what he would have done if that was behind his toilet?
Yeah.
Would have been long.
It would have just
one
been
long
this
beep. One long hour and a half long beep.
Just call the movie beep.
The end. Just call the movie beep. That was funny, Tam. Nice stuff. All right, 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, this guy died yesterday.
You've got mail.
Aww.
What company was Elwood Edwards the voice of?
AOL.
Everybody had American Online when the internet first started. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. That is my imitation of logging on to AOL. Thank you. And rest in peace, Elwood Edwards.
Yeah.
Okay, it's now 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, the day after the election, Steve Burns, the original host of Blue's Clues, posted a calming video of himself outside drinking coffee while a bird sang in the distance. Of course, it went viral. What network aired Blue's Clues?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm trying to remember when my kids were little and watched it. Did we even have cable? I'm going to say it was Nickelodeon.
It was. Wow. Yeah. All that turmoil for such a simple answer. Yes, Nickelodeon is correct. That's what Nayeli went with as well. A clean sweep today, Nayeli. 5 for Tammy, 2 for you. You're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you today.
We do. A pair of tickets to go see Kelsey Ballerina at Pechanga Arena in March.
Yes, that's awesome.
Nayeli, have a wonderful day. Enjoy your dog sitting. We appreciate you. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Nayeli in Chula Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge.
It really is official for John and Tammy's food fund when we've got stilters. Yes, I said stilters. Margarita, is that the correct phrase, stilters?
Yeah, stilter, okay. Stiltwalker, whatever you want to call me, I'm fine.
Hello, Stiltwalker.
Hello, good morning.
So Margarita joined us last year here at Fraser Farms in La Mesa for John and Tammy's food fund. By the way, we're here until 9 o'clock this morning taking your non-perishable food donations for the San Diego Food Bank, and you can also sign up to win KSON Country Fest tickets and Stagecoach tickets. But I can't believe we twisted your arm, or should I say twisted your legs, to get you to do this again.
It's not really twisting anything. I'm happy to be here for this amazing cause and to hang out with you guys. So I'm happy to be here.
Margarita, do we have to let you go now so you can properly stretch for your stilting? Do you have to do some kind of mantra, some chanting for your stilting?
No, I stretched this morning. I'm ready to go.
Okay, but stretching is important while stretching stilting.
Or anything. Right, you should always stretch. Yoga
now,
every morning.
Question number two, Margarita. Usually you have a co-stilter, co-host. Where is this person?
She is on her way.
Okay, so she's not letting you down.
No,
so
absolutely not. Right. No, she's up. We already talked. I called her this morning on the way here. We're ready to go.
Do you have a name for your stilting duo?
No, actually.
Maybe we should think about that this morning.
We don't.
All right.
Yeah.
The Stilting Sisters.
Stilting Sisters. You know what? I think you have to see us together, and then maybe it'll come to you. She has bright, hot pink hair, and she's also wearing glitter. Everybody thinks that we're twins, so maybe we can do something and make it work.
I like that. We'll commiserate on what we think, and then you get to pick the name that you like best. Quick question for probably every mother who has a little girl who loves glitter, or anyone who likes to dress up for Halloween and uses glitter. And I need to know this because, I don't know, it was probably 8-9 years ago that I dressed up as a fairy and used glitter all over my face, and I still find it. How do you get rid of the glitter?
Oh, I don't, Tammy. It lives with me. It's part of our family now.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
and
right.
My husband loves it. It's in his beard, on the pillowcases. It's just become part of our life.
Okay. Hey, guys. Thinking about going to those bars where the glitter is very popular?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay.
Maybe think again. It never leaves your body.
All right. Well, we're going to let you get into your stilts and have some fun, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, you heard that correctly if you're just joining us. We'll let you get into your stilts and have some fun. That's what our food fund is all about. And now it's going to be impossible to miss us. We're going to have two stilters, professional stilters. Don't try this at home, kids, at least not yet, unless you've got the presence of a professional stilter. One in hot pink hair and glitter, one in long brown hair and glitter. Mm-hmm. Glitter nonetheless, stilting around, getting your donations for the San Diego Food Bank, and you getting your Stagecoach and your Country Fest fix on as well today. Fraser Farms and La Mesa Dietz at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show for our food fun. Again, at Fraser Farms and La Mesa on KSON.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's happening? John and Tammy's Food Fund, Fraser Farms in La Mesa. We are looking for you to come on out here and just fill our barrels so we can take care of the San Diego Food Bank.
We are feeding our neighbors, the ones who wouldn't even tell you that they were hungry. You wouldn't even know because they might even be ashamed, and we're not going to let that happen any longer.
We want to get you in the mood to give. Oh, and by the way, everybody who comes out today has a chance to win Stagecoach tickets and KSON Country Fest tickets. So there's that. We want to get you in the mood today to give by replaying one of our most famous food fund songs that our beautiful friend Davey Rocket, who's still recovering from a horrible paragliding accident, listening right now at home. We love you, pal. He and I wrote this song last year in honor of our food fund. Sing along if you know it. Nearly 500,000 San Diegans are dependent on the San Diego Food Bank. This includes military families, the elderly, the working poor, and children. As we get closer to the holidays, more and more hungry San Diegans are going to be reaching out, which means there's never, ever been a more important time to
show us your cans. Show up and show us your cans. Show us your plan to go through your pantry. Show us your canned ham or something slightly less fancy. Fraser Farms is the place, on Fletcher Parkway in the Mesa. Come on. Harmonic it, John. Yeah.
I can't play more than Piano Man, Tammy. Not more than ever. It's time to get just a little more when you're out. Instead of two boxes of mac and cheese, you grab four boxes of mac and cheese. Yeah, clerk, unlock that case of formula. Let me get some cans for my new mom, also taking advantage of the San Diego Food Bank. And while you're at the grocery store, please, please make sure you say,
we want to see them nuts and seeds and rice and beans. Get them butts in some jeans and just proceed to Fraser Farms is the place, on Fletcher Parkway in the Mesa.
Play us out, John.
We love you, Davey Rocket, yes. And we love
and I
you.
I love that song.
Thank you.
It's yeah. so good.
A little history of John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Last year, about at this time, we were behind the very curtain that we are standing in front of now, finishing that song.
Yes.
It wasn't even ready when the show started. I know. Were so up to the last minute.
Well, it turned out great again.
You know, most songwriting geniuses do that, Tammy.
Okay.
You know, we wait just till the...
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, Fraser Farms in La Mesa until 9 o'clock this morning, taking your non-perishable food item donations for the San Diego Food Bank. And remember, while you're here, sign up for your chance to win tickets to Stagecoach and KSON's Country Fest.
John and Tammy's Food Fund, can I say it, just got a lot prettier and
it
a lot
did.
A lot full of more cheer and
yes,
spirits.
Yes, it did. I love this.
We're at Fraser Farms in La Mesa. We are here until 9 o'clock. We are taking as much as we can for the San Diego Food Bank. There's no such thing as too much, okay? All kinds of protein. Make sure they're canned goods. Make sure they're diapers. Make sure they're formula. No glass, please. And everybody that shows up today has a chance to win Stagecoach and Country Fest tickets.
Also, you can bring dry goods, too, like pasta
yes,
and things like
course,
that. Yes, absolutely.
Of course, Tammy.
Megan yes. is with us right now. Megan, who did you bring? There's a whole bunch of young ladies in bows.
I brought our Lakeside Youth Cheer and Football Mighty Might team.
Woo!
Yay! We're a group of 21 second through fourth graders who cheer for Pop Warner. And we recently won our regional competition. We were number one for our group.
Yay!
And we're moving on to Long Beach next weekend. And then hopefully we get a bid to Florida Nationals.
Oh my. Who's going to win in Long Beach next weekend?
Do you girls want to come up and tell everybody just your first name so we can meet all of you? Come on up.
Come on, real quick.
Aubrey.
London.
Ryan.
Kenzie.
Bobby.
Willow.
Mackenzie.
Peyton.
Jenny.
Paisley.
Zoe.
This is great.
Carolina.
My name is Abby.
Natalia.
Carolina.
Lakota.
Banica.
You look so cute. She's like, oh gosh, you're not going to bite me, are you?
We can't. No, please don't. No biting. No biting. Are we going to get a Mighty Mites cheer? Come on. We can't get the Mighty Mites here, the nationally recognized, hopefully, Mighty Mites cheers without getting a cheer, correct?
That's totally true. So we're going to have you girls get together and however you line up to do your cheer, and we'll do that. And then we're also going to have them do a rendition of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge,
wow.
too.
Wow. All right. We'll put them to work. That's how you learn, girls.
This is going to be our competition cheer. It's called Lakeside Pride.
Hit it!
Listen, I am not in charge, but if I was, national champions.
So you guys are ready to do an intro for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge?
Yeah!
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
Let's take it away.
Hit it! Tammy! College of Hollywood Knowledge! Tammy College of Hollywood Knowledge! Yeah!
Yay! Tammy, was it up to your liking?
That was a
right.
15 on a
did
scale
hit,
of 1 to
did
10.
Did they hit Tammy hard enough for you?
Okay, shut
no?
up.
No? Okay. Let's hear it for the Vaqueros. Yay, Mighty Mites. This is awesome. Guys, thank you so much for coming. Ladies, it's been a pleasure meeting all of you, okay?
So
be very good to your mom and dad. And listen to your teachers.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Carice. Carice is in Encinitas. Good morning, Carice.
Good morning.
Carice, Tam and I are at Fraser Farms in La Mesa for our food fund. So pardon me if it's a loud out here, but that's a good thing because we're getting these barrels filled up, okay?
Oh, good. Okay.
All right. Carice, do me a favor. Would you kick Tammy out to the parking lot here at Fraser Farms? Don't go too far either.
Tammy, Can you please leave?
There we go.
Good luck.
All right, Carice. 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. Get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you as well that all ties are going to go to Tammy. Okay, Carice?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Carice. Ariana Grande says she's focusing more on acting than singing over the next 10 years. What is the name of the movie, musical, that Ariana is starring in that comes out in a few weeks?
Wicked.
Even though Kevin Costner left Yellowstone, the show's director says John Dutton's presence is integral to the final episodes, which premiere on November 10th. On Yellowstone, Costner's John Dutton is the governor of which state?
Montana?
59 years ago this week, the first Pillsbury Doughboy debuted. True or false? The Pillsbury Doughboy's name is Doughy.
True.
A teaser for Stranger Things Season 5 includes the titles of all 8 episodes, one of which is called The Right Side Up, which is a play on which parallel universe in Stranger Things?
The Upside Down.
And finally, former Survivor contestant Nick Brown has become the first black person to be elected Attorney General in the state of Washington. On Survivor, what phrase is uttered when the torch's flame is extinguished and you are escorted from the island?
It's blanking me, it's your turn to leave. I don't know.
All right, let's get Tam back in here if we can find her. Remember, today, Carice, Fraser Farms in La Mesa, our John and Tammy Food Fund. And here's some exciting news, Carice. Everybody that drops by today can sign up for a pair of Stagecoach and Country Fest tickets. Pretty cool, eh?
Oh, great.
You know what's even cooler? We're doing it next week at Fraser Farms in Oceanside and the week after at Fraser Farms in Vista. So we're repping North County, too. Yes, Tammy.
Sorry, I was a little late. I was helping the talent, the stilt walkers.
Yes.
I was helping pull the pants down.
I beg your pardon?
Their pant legs.
I beg your pardon?
Over their stilts.
Ah! You got to clarify. Tammy, Carice did 3 out of 5.
Nice job,
Carice. And I will say these are not easy.
Okay.
Ariana Grande says she's focusing more, Tammy, on acting than singing the next 10 years. What is the name of the movie musical that Ariana is starring in that comes out in a few weeks?
Wicked.
That is right. Carice knew that. 1-1. Even though Kevin Costner left Yellowstone, the show's director says John Dutton's presence is integral to the final episodes. Yellowstone premieres on November 10th. On Yellowstone, Costner's John Dutton is the governor of which state?
Montana.
He's the governor of Montana. That's where the ranch is, obviously. It makes sense. 2-2. Tell me, 59 years ago this week, the Pillsbury Doughboy debuted. What was that?
That was me being the...
Ah, there you go. Are you in pain?
No,
did you pull something?
I didn't finish it, yeah.
Okay. True or false? The Pillsbury Doughboy's name is Doughy.
I think that's false.
No, it's more of his physique, Doughy. His name's actual Poppin' Fresh.
Yeah.
Carice, I believe, went with true, so it's 3-2 Tammy. Tammy, a teaser for Stranger Things Season 5 includes the titles of all 8 episodes, one of which is called The Right Side Up, which is a play on which parallel universe in Stranger Things?
The Upside Down.
The Upside Down. Cannot wait, man. Between the Yellowstone premiere and the Stranger Things premiere, I think it's been 18 years since we've seen either of them. All right, now it's 4-3, Tammy, because Carice knew that. And finally, Tammy, former Survivor contestant Nick Brown has become the first black person to be elected Attorney General in the state of Washington. On Survivor, which phrase is uttered when the torch's flame is extinguished and you are escorted from the island?
Oh, I should know this one. It's been so long since I've watched the show, though.
This is the catchphrase it's been on since season one.
And boy, it's escaping me. The tribe has spoken.
That is exactly right. You pulled it out, Tam. A clean sweep today, 5-3, Carice. So no big deal. Clean sweep for Tam means it wouldn't have mattered what you did. But the good news is you still get a great prize today.
Yes, you have a pair of tickets now to see Kelsea Ballerini when she comes to Pechanga Arena in March.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
All right, Carice, enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Before you leave, however, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Carice and I'm Sunita, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
There's nothing I love better during our food fund than watching people come with their cars and getting grocery carts and filling their grocery carts full of donations to the San Diego Food Bank. That is what it is all about. Southern Californians, San Diegans getting together to help our neighbors who are hungry. That's why we do John and Tammy's Food Fund every year to help out the San Diego Food Bank and our great friend Casey from the San Diego Food Bank is back again for another year. Hey, Casey.
Good morning. It's good to be here, guys.
Now, you're so cute because you came walking up and you're like, how do I compete with this? What were you witnessing when you walked up?
8-year-old cheerleaders. I cannot compete with that. I did play Pop Warner, so it brought back a lot of memories. Aww. And they were fantastic. Was that your cheer that you came up with?
No, they did their own cheer, and then we redid the Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, so they did one for us.
That is awesome.
Did it bring back Pop Warner memories for
it
you?
Did.
Like when
it
you scored that
back,
touchdown?
Maybe touchdowns, but also get hit pretty hard.
That's yes. Okay. Not to be really awkward with my moving on in the conversation, but speaking of being hit pretty hard, there are those who are San Diego food insecure, and it's again, we talk about it every year, how much food it gets thrown away every night, how many times you stand in front of your fridge, in front of a packed fridge, and say, there's nothing to eat. But there are people that really, when they say that, mean that. That's where we step in, Casey.
You're absolutely right. The reality is there are lots of hungry people here in our county. That's why this food fund is so important. Big thank you to you and Fraser Farms and the community. I mean, the cheerleaders are out here. Community comes out to support those in need. The food that we're going to collect will feed tens of thousands of people over the holidays, and that's what it's about.
Right on.
Now, Casey, before you leave, though, we have to let you know we do have a job for you. There's an extra pair of stilts back there.
I will give that a go.
You would get up on stilts?
No cameras, but I'll give it a go.
I love your vibe. I'll do anything it takes. Anything it takes to feed San Diego hungry.
Love me up my insurance, and then let's do it.
Yeah. Maybe take some back pills, too.
Yeah, exactly. So we have some stilt walkers out here, too, and they're lovely. They're dressed. They have the big butterfly wings, you know, to get your attention and bring you in so that you can make your non-perishable food items. Remember, Fraser Farms has pre-made bags, too. So if you're driving right now and you're like, I didn't bring anything, you can stop on by and grab one of those easy peasy.
Not to mention, we've got Stagecoach and Country Fest tickets to give away, not just this week at Fraser Farms in La Mesa, but next week at Fraser Farms in Oceanside, the previous week at Fraser Farms in Vista. We know we don't have to say, hey, come here, we'll give you this, but why not? Come and get your donations in and get those tickets, possibly.
Yeah, this is a serious issue, but as you can see, community members come out, they enjoy each other, they can do something together, and help a lot of people.
Thank you, Casey.
All right, man. We'll see
you
next week.
I'll get those stilts for you, honey.
And the back pills.
And the back pills,
and the insurance forms, and possibly an attorney. Thank you, man. Appreciate you so much. All right, the San Diego Food Bank is here to help us out as well with these barrels, so please, let's fill these babies. Let's represent out here in La Mesa as John and Tammy's Food Fund here until 9 o'clock. Directions at KSON.com. We got a few minutes left before we have to pack up and take off for our first food fund of the year at Fraser Farms in La Mesa. It's been a very good first stop. We're going to do another one next week at Fraser Farms in Oceanside and the previous at Fraser Farms in Vista, getting as much as we can for the San Diego Food Bank. And remember, everybody that stops by today and throughout our entire broadcast weeks, you're going to get a chance to win Stagecoach tickets and Country Fest tickets at each location.
All right, right at our broadcast booth, we have two awesome motorcycles from the La Mesa Police Department. And of course, coming with the motorcycles are the officers themselves. Can you tell everybody your name?
Officer Scott Dreyer.
And Scott, what brought you into becoming a police officer in La Mesa?
20 years ago, it was just something where I enjoyed doing this job and loved the city here and the community.
What is your favorite thing about your job?
Oh, riding a motorcycle. There's no bad day on two wheels.
Tammy, I asked Officer Scott if I can ride his cycle. He says, I don't care if you break anything, you bought it. So I stepped away and I think he does care, actually.
I think he does, too.
Pretty sure he does care.
All right, we also have another couple of officers.
Hi, Officer Jonathan Seidel.
Officer Ashley Upers.
How long have you been with the La Mesa Police Department?
I just passed 8 years.
Only 2 years.
2 years, okay. So you're the newbie. All right.
Don't call her a rook, Tammy.
You have a great community here in La Mesa that show up. I mean, it's just been incredible today.
Yeah, I mean, the community's great. Everyone's always nice. Even, like, we do traffic enforcement, and we still get a lot of positive feedback.
I was sitting here looking. I see your camera that's on your shoulder. And I just was like, wait, no, it's okay, Tammy, that they have to wear those. But I didn't do anything wrong, I swear. What is that, guilt? I don't know what's going on with that. But
yeah, you're not supposed to pose for the body cams. Selfie. Right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Stop. Anyway, thank you guys for being out here today. Thank you for what you do in your community. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us, and I'm glad to see you guys here. Thanks for coming back.
You guys are awesome. Thank you, guys. Stay safe, please. Thank you, City of La Mesa, for representing and for all who came out for our first food fund of the season. Please, we're here till 9 this morning, and we just it's really hard to talk about people that we know, that we love, that maybe it's even you that's hungry right now and doesn't know where your next meal is coming from. That's what this is all about, and that's but we do this every year. Remember, next week, Fraser Farms in Oceanside, and then Fraser Farms in Vista, and everybody that comes out has a chance to win those Stagecoach tickets and those Country Fest tickets. Please bring as much non-perishable foods, diapers, as you can.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be picking those winners of those tickets very soon, and we'll do it again next week in Oceanside. Love you guys. Thank you for coming out today. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.